Opening statements are scheduled for this week in the capital murder trial of Jamil Abdullah Al-Amin. Once known as H-Rap Brown, he was one of the most recognized black radicals of the late 1960s and the early 70s. Now a Muslim leader in Atlanta, Al-Amin is charged with killing a sheriff's deputy and wounding another in a shootout 2 years ago. NPR's Joshua Lebs reports.
Jury selection took more than a month. Lawyers asked several hundred potential jurors all sorts of questions, including whether memories of Al-Amin in his days as H-Rap Brown could sway their perspectives, whether the fact that Al-Amin is Muslim would have an effect amid the war on terrorism, and if it comes down to it, whether they'd be willing to impose the death penalty. Judge Stephanie Manis is sequestering the jury, keeping the jurors' names secret, and she's imposed a gag order preventing both sides from discussing the case. The prosecution will be trying to prove that Al-Amin purposely shot two deputies outside a small grocery store he owns in Atlanta's West End neighborhood. The shootout took place March 16, 2000, when the deputies went to serve him a warrant for not appearing in court on traffic violations. Sergeant Clarence Huber, spokesman for the Fulton County Sheriff's Department, told NPR a couple of days after the shooting what authorities believe Al-Amin did.
We were told that he was wearing a trench coat. The deputy was not able to see his right hand. When the deputy asked him to display his hands, he came out with the words, something to the effect, "Do you want my hands? Here they are." And at that particular time, he came out with a long-barreled rifle and fired upon the deputies.
One deputy later died from bullet wounds. The surviving deputy, lying in a hospital bed, identified Al-Amin out of a photograph lineup. This is expected to figure prominently in the state's case. The prosecution will also show that Al-Amin fled to Whitehall, Alabama. They're expected to present officers who will testify that when Al-Amin was captured, right near him were a handgun and the rifle that authorities believe he used to shoot the deputies. But Al-Amin claims he's innocent, and the defense plans to poke holes in the state's case.
There are all kinds of contradictions and problems in terms of what they have told us with regard to what happened.
Ed Brown is Al-Amin's brother.
Both officers indicated that they had shot the perpetrator, and that there was a blood trail and a blood stain leading from the point of the incident around the corner to a vacant house. Where's the blood?
Authorities later said there was no blood trail, and Al-Amin showed no signs of having been shot. The defense will point that out. They'll also show that the surviving deputy said he had looked Al-Amin in the eyes and seen that they were gray. Again, Al-Amin's brother, Ed Brown.
Jamil doesn't have gray eyes.
Al-Amin's eyes are brown. The defense will likely also raise questions about three cars that were allegedly hit by bullets. The state repaired one and impounded another. The defense will argue that the cars would prove the deputies were hit on the opposite side from where Al-Amin was standing. The defense may also call up witnesses from the West End community who say they saw an unidentified man fleeing the scene after the shooting. Sources close to the prosecution tell NPR the questions about evidence will be answered in the trial. What may not come out in the trial is Al-Amin's side of the story. Defense attorneys aren't saying whether their client will testify. Joshua Leves, NPR News, Atlanta.